Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to our Blog Talk Radio, Just for Fun with Destiny. This is your host, LaVeda McGinnis, and we are coming at you live from the studio at 4 o'clock. You want to introduce yourself to the people, Des? Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Destiny J. And I am also learning how to play the drums.
Okay. You want to be a girl drummer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. You know, Destiny, I just wanted to talk to you on a 9-year-old scale. And a lot of times, us as adults, we look over the younger ones. Sometimes we don't... You know, really take the time out that we need to find out what's going on in your world. So, Mom is just going to sit back and find out what's going on in Destiny's world. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So, let me see. Just tell the audience again, how old are you, Destiny?
I am 9 years old.
9. And what is your favorite thing to do?
My favorite thing to do is read or play the drum.
Read or play the drums. Interesting. Some of your hobbies.
Read and play the drums.
Well, I can ask because I've seen you ride a skateboard before.
Yes. I also like riding skateboard.
Yes. That's why I asked you that. So I thought that skateboarding would be a hobby. I know recently you just had a big change. Actually, you are going to elementary school with your big sis, your sister Harmony, and you guys moved from having a one class in elementary school to an art academy where you have how many classes?
Five.
Five classes. That's a big change. And what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
You're in fourth grade. How does that feel that I have to go to five classes a day?
Really hard.
Feels hard sometimes or all the time?
All the time.
Okay. What's hard about that transition? What's hard about going to five classes a day for you?
Well, the hardest class is math.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How does it feel to be on campus with eight people? I believe your school goes from fourth grade to eighth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I gave myself to them around a lot of big people. And the fourth grade are the youngest from there.
Yeah, does it seem like they protect you guys there? Or what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's your favorite subject in school? You just said that your hardest subject was math. So what's your favorite subject?
Intermission and language arts.
Oh, what do you do in language arts?
I do
English,
and also I'm learning about missions during this month, and I'm also doing a project on it too.
Okay. And you like doing projects. I know there's been times when you, me, and Harmony and myself, we sat down and we worked on making something like a 10 snowman. We didn't finish that one. However, there's times when we sit down and do projects. I know one of my favorite times with you is when we have coloring contests.
I like that too.
Coloring contests. And what else do you like doing with Mom?
I like having moon in the morning knowing that
you're alive. Okay. Nice. I like knowing that you're alive too, baby. So let me see. What is your favorite food right now as a 9-year-old?
Most Americans would say pizza.
Most Americans would say pizza. What does this American say?
I like fried chicken.
You like fried chicken. Okay. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. Is there a reason why you like purple?
So the squirrel likes purple.
Okay. The squirrel likes
purple. Yeah, the purple has backpack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let me see. Let me ask you this. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be the most famous drill drummer in the world.
Most famous drill drummer in the world. You know, that takes a lot of practice.
That's why I have God in my life. Always help.
Say that again, Dusty.
I have God in my life and he always helps.
Wow. Yes, you do. I like that answer. That's why you have God in your life. He always helps you. Yes, you do. I believe you can do it, especially with God on your side. I definitely believe that you can be a famous girl drummer that year that you're working on becoming. Okay? Let me see. I wanted to know how many siblings you have.
I have three older siblings, and I'm the youngest.
Three older siblings, and a lot of people out there already know that I am a mom of four beautiful daughters, so of course they're all girl siblings. And how does it feel to be the youngest one in the family, the youngest, the baby in the family?
It feels, I can't really explain how it feels. I just feel happy. At least I lived a good day. I don't care about being the youngest,
Oh. I know that that's one of the things that we have in common. Actually, I'm the baby in the family as well. And I know sometimes that was tough for me because sometimes they pull tricks on me, you know, or do things like turn the lights out on me and try to make me scared of things. And when I grew up, that was even a harder transition for me because of the fact that I was the baby and people were so used to protecting me and speaking for me and making sure I was okay. When I began to have my own thoughts and start doing things my way, that became an issue for my older siblings, for some of them.
So they were jealous of me?
No, not because they were jealous of me, but they weren't used to me talking up for myself. They weren't used to me I became my own person. I formulated my own ideas. I had my own values.
I think it doesn't make sense if they were surprised at you now because you're older and you can speak words.
Right. Well, not just speaking words. It was just like certain issues that might happen or something. So they felt that they had to speak up for me. That's never happened to you before?
It happened a lot with Tommy. He was like the only one who could understand me.
Yeah, I remember that phase of your life. We can understand anything that you said. So Harmony was your translator. And so when you did grow up and we started understanding you, we had to let Harmony know that you could talk for yourself now. So that was a pretty tough transition for you. So with that being said, Destiny, this may be a really big question for you. But my question is, if you can change anything in the world, just within your 9 years of living, what would it be?
I'll go back in time and visit my grandma.
You'll go back in time? Okay.
And like, tell her how to accept her. She will live longer.
Okay. Okay, do you want to share that a little bit with the audience? Which grandma are you referring to?
My grandma Julie.
Your grandma Julie.
She was the best grandma in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
And I went to a funeral.
And how does that feel about being at her funeral?
It made me really sad.
It made you really sad. I know one of the things that I talked to you and the girls about is death. Now, we're not meant to stay here, that one day we all will leave. You know, the Lord said that we're strangers passing through. But you said something really significant. You said, if I can go back in time, I would tell her to what?
Stop smoking more cigarettes.
To stop smoking so she can live longer. And I think that would be a wonderful message that you could give people. Because sometimes when people are smoking cigarettes, they don't think that it's affecting their family. They don't think that. But in the long term, if the cigarette takes their life, like if they shorten their life sooner than what it really could have been shortened if they didn't smoke the cigarette, it affects those people that they leave behind.
Because if you smoke a cigarette, I think you can lose your bite.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it also affects your lungs. It makes it hot.
It definitely.
All the
chemicals.
Smoke and stuff in the lungs.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. One thing that I do know about your Grandma Julie is that she did love you guys very dearly. And one of the main things that I would miss about her is the fact that she did take a lot of time with you and Harmony as her grandbabies, or she would go and buy you guys the school supplies earlier than I could, or certain clothes, you know. So when someone passes away, we have to work on remembering the good times of that person and what they meant to us. And I think you're pretty mature for that. I remember you speaking at her funeral and everything, just saying how much you loved your grandma, how much you're going to miss her, and how special she was to you. And I just know that day that you were really, really mature. Okay, well, what I'm going to do right now, actually, is ask you, what is your favorite activity? Like, I know at elementary school, you guys would play, like, maybe jump rope or do certain other things, various other things. What's your favorite activity to do at school besides when you're not in the classroom, when you don't have to think about your schoolwork? What is it that you'd like to do at school?
At the elementary or
in the school you're at right now?
I like hanging out with my friends and eating my snack and just sometimes. Too much noise.
It's too much noise to take a snooze. Interesting. I don't remember falling asleep at elementary school, or even in junior high school. Because junior high school, that's pretty much how your school is built. It's on a junior high school level, 5 classes a day for a 4th grader. That is a bit much. However, I made the decision because you're able to not only do your academic side, you also have the art side of it. And I know that you're very talented, and Mom wanted those skills to be sharpened. So it is a sacrifice. However, I believe that it's a good sacrifice for you. Yeah?
We're going to elementary school.
Because at elementary school, you know, you had subjects in one class, but it didn't spark your creativeness, and you're very creative. Mom sees that in you, and I wanted that creativity I didn't want to close that creativity side of you out, so I chose to move you to a different school, you and your sister. I think that's really important for moms and dads to see when their babies are creative and their talents and their gifts, that we work very hard to let you express that talent and that gift to sharpen it.
I believe that the example is a little bit easier on communication than my middle school one time taking some education homework.
Because if you need to do extra work, then they're going to give it to you. So not just to sharpen your creativity, you also have to stay sharp in your academic side as well. Yeah, you got it? Okay. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, audience, we want to just thank you guys for the time that you guys are spending with us, for supporting our mother-daughter network. And where I just sit down and just talk with my babies, a lot of times we don't take that time out to encourage them or just take them outside of the box of what we're normally doing. And that is exactly what we're working on, taking them outside of the box, doing something different this year, working on expanding who they are and just allowing them to be them on different scales. As you know, my children, I have 4 different children, and they range from the ages of 9 to 22. And I want to be able to sharpen each and every one of them. Each and every one of them are special to me. with that being said, I want to let you guys know that our sponsor tonight is Rae Russell. She is a financial coach. Rae is the CEO, founder, and a financial coach for you. She is from the beautiful island of Dominica. Coach Rae began her financial services career in 1996 while enrolled in the United States Navy. She attained her insurance license and held a 6 series and 63 investment license for many years. Rae branded herself as the financial coach because she wanted to teach people how to play and win at the money game. Over the years, she has successfully educated and mentored hundreds of families throughout the state of California. In order for you to reach financial coach to you, Rae Russell, you can call her at 619-368-6558 or visit her website at www.financialcoach4net. Applied knowledge is power. And with that being said, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break with some Jessica Reedy, Sit on the Altar. Thanks. We'll be right back. right, welcome back to Just for Fun with Destiny here on Talk Radio with your host, LaVeta McGinnis, and
Destiny Jennings.
You know, Destiny, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you coming on today. I mean, yeah, Mom said, come on, you know, let's do this talk radio show. However, I appreciate you a lot because I know you weren't feeling well today, and you went ahead and went to school and got a little bit of sniffles and things like that. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you because you could have still said, Mom, I don't want to do that, which you have every right to do. However, you persevered, and you're like, Mom, let's do the show. So I appreciate you for that. One of my favorite qualities about you, Destiny, is that you are extremely a love bug. Like, you always make sure Mom is taken care of. I could be asleep on the couch or on the bed, and you come put a cover on me. You're like, Mom, do your feet hurt? I'll massage them. Mom, you're always Mom. And I remember praying for help. And all four of you girls have been helped in many different ways. However, you're the baby, so you're the last one. So I really want to just let you know where your qualities stand out. And so I just definitely, again, just appreciate you, and I love you for that so much, that you're always looking out after Mom. You are my help right now in this season. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mom.
I have a question. So if you could go anywhere in the world, Destiny, where would you go?
I would usually always next to you. There's anything in the world, I'll have to be close to you.
Okay, I can take that. Let me ask you, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal is lion.
Lion. Is there a specific reason why you like the lion?
I like the lion because I like its scary name. I like the sound of the lion's roar.
Okay. I would be kind of scared of the lion's roar, but I guess that means something to you.
What?
The lion's roar. I think it's just that we have to use wisdom with a lot of animals. Like, I wouldn't have a lion for a pet. I think that, for me, that is silly. I wouldn't have a lion for a pet.
The only way that I would have a lion for a pet, I had a cub.
I think eventually it still turn on you because it's a wild animal. You can't really tame wild animals. That's why I wouldn't have one as a pet.
But if you have bottom, you decide to tame it for you.
I think God gives, I will say it like this. God gives us wisdom. And Mom is wise enough to know that I would not have a lion as a pet. There's domestic animals, and then there's wild animals. A normal dog, a normal cat, you know, certain things like that, those are domestic animals. Those are animals that can live inside of your house. Fish, I mean, an aquarium, they can't do any harm. So the Lord also gives us wisdom. It's not that I don't think that he can't tame the animal. However, he says these animals are for outside and these animals are for inside. So we have to use our wisdom.
I believe in the Bible, like in 1 Timothy, we have Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There's this king who is tricked by these people, and they make him sign a thing to make him sign a thing that said that it made him sign a thing that he said that the rule was that nobody could but only could face him. And if I only had to face him,
mm-hmm.
and if anybody was caught facing somebody else, they'll be thrown in the lion's den.
In the fire. You're talking about the three Hebrew boys, right? That was thrown in the fire? Or are you talking about when David? Okay, I think we need to find the scripture first. And I believe that you're talking about the fact that no one else was supposed to praise another God. And we'll find the scripture. How about that? And then we can bring it to the audience so we can make sure we're leading the audience the right way. Yes? Okay. Now you have to make me bring my Bible out. Okay, so as a 9-year-old, I'm going back to that. As a 9-year-old, What is your favorite hairstyle?
Favorite hairstyle, a one bun or
one or two bun. Okay. Let me ask you this, Stephanie. Being the baby of three older siblings, what do you love most about having older siblings?
And someone to look up to.
You always have someone to look up to?
If you're like someone else, and they're always there, I can always call them.
Okay.
I love you, my siblings.
Okay. What have you guys done? Like, what's your the funnest thing or the most fun time that you and your siblings have had together?
Actually, I believe on a Saturday when we all went to go see a movie.
Nice.
It was just all of us together.
What movie was that? Do you remember?
It's Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. I have to check that out. Okay. You know, that's what, and I try not to mention because this show is really about you just for fun. Because I want to know, what is it that you do just for fun? A lot of...
Hug you.
Hug me. What else?
Give you a kiss on the cheek.
But what do you do just for fun?
Well, that's the thing that I do for fun.
Okay. Well,
also because I really love it.
Okay. Well, I accept that.
Oh, and always, I always want to skateboard.
Skateboard, yeah. I mentioned that earlier, that I know that you like to skateboard. Like, what is it about skateboarding that interests you?
Well, I don't know, just one day, I was at my Auntie May's house,
mm-hmm.
and one of my cousins gave me a skateboard, and I started riding it and started getting used to the speed.
Okay.
I always told my dad not to that much fast. And when now that we're in this house, I can finally like ride the skateboard properly. All I need to do is learn how to do some tricks.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it's a pretty cool thing that you want to learn how to skateboard. I remember Shay and Taj doing the same thing when they were younger. So I definitely, again, just want to let you be you. And if skateboarding is something that you like, I need to really make sure you understand that even though you're a girl, people like skateboarding. And, again, your favorite thing to do is also play the drums. So you got it from one of your parents.
Nobody says that boys play football can't play football. They need football. Girls can play football. They practice enough.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a girl team. I wouldn't suggest that a girl play football with a lot of boys. Even I did that when I was coming up, but it wasn't like professional. It was just something we did around the apartment. However, there is a girl team. Yeah. Audience, you know what? I just want to say thank you again for dialing in and supporting us on this evening. We're talking to my 9-year-old daughter, just for fun with Destiny. You know, actually, pretty soon here, I'm going to ask Destiny if she knows any jokes that she would like to tell us that I think would be interesting. Maybe you could try this on home with one of your younger children around 9 or 10, 8, you know. Just have some of that family time. Just, you know, some of that good feedback. A lot of times we get so busy with life, we don't really take time out with our babies like we should. And I thank God for this avenue to where I'm able to talk to each one of my daughters on their level, at their age group, with their peers, and with you guys, especially the audience, and get your comments and your feedback. And I just want to thank you for supporting us. You could do anything, and you're taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and listen to a mother and daughter talk show. So, Sneed, do you have any jokes that you would like to share with me and the audience?
Well, okay, let's see. I'm not knocking at the door. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I don't know. I haven't opened the door yet. I don't know who's there.
Okay. Okay. You want to think of some more? Well, audience, if you have any comments or questions or any encouragement that you want to give 9-year-old Destiny, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and you would be live on the air with us here at Talk Radio.
with Loveta McGinnis and
Destiny Jennings.
And Destiny Jennings.
Okay, Des, so what, if I say friend, what qualities would you expect a friend to have?
I would expect a friend to have like a nice attitude and not get mad at me a lot, but don't play with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they couldn't find me if I was hanging out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
The only time when I don't hang out with my friends is because I don't know if they're there or not.
Okay. If I gave you the word love, what does love mean to you?
You really, really like person.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and you really like dry. When they go to the school. Sometimes, we're having a talent contest at like school.
Mm-hmm.
Yordi was in it. And she made it to the final trick.
Okay.
She had to do different tricks in 10 seconds. And she got a score, but it wasn't that high.
Okay.
And then one of my other friends won.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really about to cry how sad I was for Jordy.
Okay. Well, that means you had some type of sympathy towards your friend because she didn't win, right? You knew that she probably still down too. So that's actually a really good friend quality that we could carry with us even all the way to being adults. Because sometimes I think as adults, when you go through a phase of working on finding yourself, you forget. You know, forget how to love people sometimes. You forget what it is to support people sometimes. And so if we keep those qualities, those same qualities, as we grow up, we can help people and encourage people even more, you know, even though we have our own issues. Make sense? Oh, bless you.
Yes.
Okay. Again, baby, I know I just want to thank you so much for coming on. I know you weren't feeling well today. You went out to school, and now you're here on the radio show, and so that means a lot. That's a press. And, okay, so let me see. If I gave you the word successful, what does that mean to you?
It means like completing a big part of your life. You're really successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're like successful doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really pretty good at it, you're successful at it.
Okay.
That will be right here.
Okay. So my question is, have you thought about, I mean, 9 is really young, but I want to know, because they're pressing you guys hard.
Hard.
On school nowadays. They are pressing you guys so hard these days. Sometimes you bring homework home and I don't even know what to start at sometimes.
No, you can calculate. How are you supposed to do this without calculating?
Right, they don't want you to use it. Well, in a way, that's really important because if you always use a calculator, you won't understand the common sense value of performing a math problem or doing certain things. So I definitely appreciate technology. However, I don't think we ought to depend on it so much because of the fact it causes people to lose their common senses. And that's something that we need just in everyday life. Well, at least I believe that's something we need in everyday life, common sense. And unfortunately, sense isn't common, so we have to work on it. Okay, so let me see. What do you like most about your older sister, Shayna?
I like that she always would call us and take us to a movie or let us just have fun.
Yeah, I like that about her as well. She makes sure you guys always spend time, you know, some type of time together, even though she's in the Navy. Right, at the present time.
She finds time out of her work. Yes. Same time with us.
That's right. I so appreciate her about that. What about Taj?
Taj, like about her, she's strict. Is that the view? She lets you do stuff. It doesn't, like, take that long to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't waste electricity and stuff. If you don't use that light, you have that light on. Again, you can still use it.
Yeah. What about Harmony?
I like how she's the one who lives to also is like the closest sister to me, because she sometimes helps me doing hard things.
Yeah, I love it when you two work together. I love it when you guys use teamwork, and that's really important as siblings, as you guys grow. And one of the things I always tell you all, you are not going to like everything each other do. You're just not going to like it. Sometimes it's just going to make you upset. Sometimes you're going to make her upset. You just will not like it. However, you have to love each other. That is so important to me. You have to learn how to respect each other's space. Sometimes you don't want to be bothered. Sometimes she doesn't want to be bothered. So I think that's like qualities of when you're living in the house with a sibling, you know, to be able to get to know each other on a different level. Know when the other person is like, I've had enough. I don't want to play anymore. I need my own time. And respect that space. And that's one of the things Mom really work on instilling in you guys. And, again, audience, again, I just want to thank you guys for coming out, calling in, supporting our radio show. And again, this show actually is sponsored by Ray Russell. Ray Russell, financial coach. Ray is the CEO, founder of Financial Coach, the number 4, the letter U. She is from the beautiful island of Dominica. Coach Ray began her financial services career in 1996 while enrolled in the United States Navy. She attained her insurance license and held a Series 6 and 63 investment license for many years. Ray branded herself as the financial coach because she wanted to teach people how to play and win at the money game. Over the years, she has successfully educated and mentored hundreds of families throughout the state of California. Ray Russell, the best way to get in touch with her is on her cell phone number, 619-368-6558, or you can visit her website, www.financialcoach.net. Her mission is to help families take control of their finances through an educational approach and monthly budgeting. Applied knowledge is power. And Ray Russell, I just want to thank you for coming aboard and supporting us also on our radio show. And with that being said, callers, we're going to go ahead and take a little break, and we're going to go ahead and put on some Jessica Reedy. Again, put it on the altar. We'll be right back.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh. Let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh. It's been a real hard couple of months. You had enough. But it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
It's gonna be
alright. So everything that you've been worried about,
yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over, leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
Put it on your altar.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back, Blog Talk Radio listeners, where your host is Lavina McGinnis
and Destiny Jennings.
And Destiny Jennings. Before we go ahead and get back with Destiny, let me mention that our broadcast is also sponsored by Vacation Travel, which is one of my businesses. Look, on Thursday evenings, every night at the Mission Valley Resort, every Thursday at the Mission Valley Resort, check-in time is at 6:45. If you want to come out and learn how to work as a team and leverage your teammates and get some of your time back, come out and visit with us. Again, that's Thursday night, check-in time at 6:45. We only present our presentations from 7 to 8 o'clock, 1 hour out of your time. The Mission Valley Resort, 875 Hotel Circle South in San Diego, California, 92108. Or you can visit my website at the letter U, the letter R, BESTTRIP.com. That would be yourbesttrip.com. Come out and travel with Vacation Travel. We'll either see you on the beaches of the world or from the beaches of the world. Either way, do you have any other jokes for us?
I don't see people who are just funny, but why did the cow cross the road?
Why did the cow cross the road?
To go to the moon.
Okay. To go to the moon. Okay, I'll remember that.
And imagine a pig saying to a bacon, I am your father. And the bacon says, a thousand times.
Okay.
Do you have any jokes, Mom?
yeah, I do. Knock, 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 knock. Me.
Who?
Your mama. Why did the chicken cross the other side of the road?
You get to the chicken shop? Yes. You're really surprised. You're like, no, they eat my own kind.
To get to the other side. To get to the other side of the road. That's why the chicken crossed. Just to get to the other side. Well, you know, folks, this evening has been great. It has been grand. And, again, I just want to thank my 9-year-old daughter for coming on the show and hanging out just for fun with Destiny and just to talk to a 9-year-old, see what they think about, what their favorite things are, and to take out some time. And go ahead, Destiny. You have another joke?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Why was skeleton sad?
I don't know. Why was the skeleton sad?
Because he had no body to dance with.
Okay, I like that one. Because he had nobody to dance with. I might have to use that myself. I like that one. I might can get some folks with that one. Because he had nobody to dance with.
He has no body. He's just a skeleton.
Yeah, if I catch that, I understood it.
You can also use it two ways. One way, he has no body. The other way, he didn't have no body to go to the ball. Like a girl to go with the ball.
Uh-huh. I got it. I like that. Actually, I like that joke. Okay. Is there anything else you want to say to our audience tonight, Destiny, before we go ahead and close it up?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who joined in. Thank you for just joining in with your host, Destiny Jennings.
Lavina McGinnis.
Ha-ha.
Have a great evening. Thank you again for joining in. And we will follow back up with when we'll be back on. I believe our next show will be on Wednesday. And I will have a guest speaker, actually. My mom will be on. And one of our main shows with my first daughter, we talked about how I was raised by a drug addict mom and everything. And so she will be guest starring with me this Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. You know what, audience, thank you again. Thank you for your support. We thank you for just taking time out of your busy schedule to listen. God bless you, and we look forward to hearing from you again. We're going to take it out with Mary Mary. Go get your blessing.
Go get it. Put on office. Go church.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad.
Okay, you guys, thank you for taking time out with us. We were taking a brief break there. And, you know what, I want to let each and every one of you know, if you've missed a show with us, you can actually friend me on Facebook. You can look under LaVita McGinnis. Go ahead and friend me. And all of our shows are actually uploaded after we finish each live show. And we just, again, just want to thank you for coming out and supporting us. And actually, Destiny wasn't feeling very well today. And I just, again, just want to thank her for being the champ that she is, for being the overcomer that she is, for just not allowing this to get her down. She persevered. She did persevere. She went to school, and now she's on the air, and she shared some jokes with us, and we laughed a little bit, and we just talked about who she is and how beautiful of a person she is. She's always looking out for Mom, and I let her know how much we appreciated her. And Destiny, you know, if you wanted to take any comments or calls or, you know, advice from the our audience, you would just say, you know what, audience, if you press 1 on your keypad, we will go ahead and let you be live on the show. At this time, audience, if you have any comments or any encouraging words for Destiny, you can go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, and we'll go ahead and let you in.
Hello,
you're live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Destiny. This is Nikki. I'm just letting you know I'm very proud of you, and congratulations on your first radio show, honey.
Yay, I'm so happy they called in at Nikki.
Huh?
I'm so happy that you called in at Nikki.
I can barely hear you. Say it again.
I'm so glad that you called in, Aunt Nikki.
I know. I love you.
I love you too, Aunt Nikki.
And I'm very, very proud of you.
I'm proud of you for calling in too, Aunt Nikki.
Okay. We'll see you later, okay?
Okay. I love you, Aunt Nikki.
Bye, sweetie. I love you too. My baby.
Thanks, Nikki. Thank you for actually supporting us the whole week. We definitely appreciate it. We have some other faithful supporters, and we just thank each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule, and you can be doing anything. And again, if you want to listen to any of the previous recordings, go ahead and friend me on Facebook at LaVita McGinnis. Look me up, and once I friend you, you definitely can listen to any of the previous recordings. And we're going to go ahead and get out of this place. Destiny, I love you. I appreciate you. And thank you so much for being positive and so much of a big helper to Mom.
And I love you for being a big helper to Destiny.
And with that, folks, you know what? We're going to go ahead and let you guys out with some Mary Mary.
Go get, go get, go get your blessing. Let me go to church.
Go get it.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. See, everybody has a season.
Yeah.